Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to Talbot Automotive Components Limited Q3 and 9M FY23 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Talbot Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. A very warm afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. A very warm welcome to our Q3 and the nine-monthly FY23 earnings call. I hope you all are staying safe and healthy. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our director on our board of Talbot, as well as our group CFO. Also, we have SGA, our investor relations advisor from Mumbai. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. The company performed strongly in Q3 and nine months of FY23. The company registered a top-line growth of 6% in Q3 at 160 crores. There was a slight slowdown in our OE spares business domestically, as well as a slowdown in Europe, with OEMs in Europe due to the inflationary costs that have happened due to unfortunate circumstances like the war. EBITDA and PAT have also grown by 14% and 24% to 24 crores and 14 crores respectively. For the nine months, the company delivered a top-line growth of 10% to 477 crores. EBITDA stood at 67 crores at a growth of 11%, and company achieved its highest PAT ever of nine months at about 39 crores, a growth of 20% YOY. We announced several times in the last financial year, which is the current financial year actually, that we received orders worth about 1,000 crores from both domestic and overseas OEM customers. These product orders are across our various segments like gaskets, heat shields for passenger vehicles, forgings for agri off-roader vehicles, and chassis for, again, PV vehicles/electric vehicles as well. We continue to work on our export strategy. We continue to try and add new customers, which we have just recently done in the U.S. as well, on the lawnmower segment. That's a new territory, new product line, new customer, and as I mentioned to you, even agri off-roaders in the U.K. Also, we're quite dominant in the PV space in Europe as well as India. We'd also like to tell you that the orders we have received are from a very established domestic OEM for electric vehicles for over about 160 crores for 5 years. Another very interesting order we recently received is in our joint venture, Talbot Marubu. This order is worth about 150 crores over the next 5 years for rubber hoses. This, if you see, the government has been talking a lot about biofuels and E20 fuels, and Mr. Modi had made a statement just a couple of days back that we should try and work on this blending of fuel with ethanol to reduce the import of crude oil. We're very happy to announce that with the leading car maker in the country, we're already supplying these products to them. It's about 150 crore revenue for the next 5 years. Coming to the industry and the economy overview. In the Union Budget, as I mentioned right now, the industry has got major boost towards electric vehicle manufacturing, hydrogen fuel adoption, and changing technology mix. The budget should drive sustainable yet inclusive growth at a rapid pace as it focuses on increasing taxpayers' disposable income to increase consumption. In addition, focus on exports and a rise in infrastructure CapEx is expected to increase demand for commercial vehicles. Further, the announcement by the government to scrap all their government vehicles will be an immense boost to the CV industry. The domestic automotive industry has seen a healthy revival in the current fiscal, aided by recovery in the economic activities across segments. Commercial vehicles are expected to drive past pre-pandemic levels next fiscal, driven by growth in replacement demand. At the same time, PV vehicles have also done extremely well in the last year due to pent-up demand. We're very happy to announce and say that your company, Talgo's, is supplying components to all segments, whether it is in the PV space, whether it's in the agri space, whether it's in the commercial vehicle space, two-wheeler space. We are everywhere. And that's one of the edge strategies for us. During the 9 months of FY23, of our domestic sales, 25% came from two and three wheelers, 21% came through the PV segment, 36% came through the commercial vehicles, and 9% came through tractors, and 9% is others. Business-wise, in 9 months of 23, exports contributed to almost 17% of the gaskets revenue, which was earlier only about 10%. 51% of exports came in the forging business line. 16% came through Marelli Talbot Chassis System Limited, and 11% through Talbot's Maruti. Overall, as a consolidated revenue, about 23 to 24% of the 9 month revenue came from exports. We are buoyant and bullish on the automotive sector. We're also happy to say that, yes, we may have had a slightly muted growth in quarter three. We're not that buoyant, given the fact that in 9 months we still perform steadily and quarter four looks to be buoyant. Having said that, I would like to definitely emphasize that even though we had a slightly muted growth in Q3 due to reasons already explained, we have maintained our costs extremely tight in the way we run our shift, and we've given good EBITDA margins as a result. Now I'll let Mr. Juneja take us through the financials. Please, Naveen.
Yeah. Thank you, Anuj, and good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. Our total revenue for Q3 of FY23 stood at 160 crores, as against 151 crores, a growth of 6% year-on-year basis, that is in the gas, the standalone business. For 9 months of FY23, our revenue stood at 477 crores, as against 435 crores, a growth of 10% on YOY basis. EBITDA for Q3 of FY23 stood at 24 crores, as against 21 crores, a growth of 14% on YOY basis. And for 9 months of FY23, EBITDA stood at 67 crores, as against 60 crores, a growth of 11% on YOY basis. EBITDA margins for Q3 of FY23 stood at 14.9%, and for 9 months of FY23 stood at 14%. There is a recovery where we are falling short of 14% in the previous quarter, so we have recovered in this quarter. PAT for Q3 of FY23 stood at 14 crores as against 11 crores, a growth of 24% on YOY basis. And for 9 months of FY23, PAT now stood at 39 crores as against 32 crores, a growth of 20% on YOY basis. In the gasket division, including Nippon Legless Talgo's, for Q3 of FY23, our standalone gasket sales were 102 crores as against 101 crore in Q3 FY22. Total revenue of Nippon was 21 crores in Q3 of FY23 as compared to 20 crore in Q3 of FY22, a growth of 7%. For 9 months of FY23, our standalone gas sales were 316 crores as against 280 crores in 9 months of FY22, a growth of 13%. Total revenue of Nippon Nucleus was 69 crores in 9 months of FY23 as compared to 56 crores in 9 months of FY22, a growth of 23%. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of 19.1 crore in Q3 of FY23 versus 18.6 crores in Q3 of FY22, a growth of 3%. And for 9 months of FY23, this segment saw a combined EBITDA of 57.9 crores as against 50.9 crores, a growth of 14%. Now coming to our forging division. Revenue in Q3 of FY23 grew by 15% to 57 crores as against 49 crores in Q3 of FY22. In 9 months of FY22, revenue grew by 3% to 160 crores as against 156 crores for 9 months of FY22. EBITDA in Q3 of FY23 has gone up by 56% to 10 crores as against 6 crores in Q3 of FY22. In 9 months of FY23, EBITDA has grown up by 9% to 24 crores as against 22 crores in 9 months of FY22. For Marelli Talvos Chassis Systems, revenue for Q3 of FY23 stood at 55 crores versus rupees 43 crores in Q3 of FY22. Which has registered a growth of 29% on YOY basis. For 9 months of FY23, revenue stood at 155 crores versus 115 crores, a growth of 35% on YOY basis. For Q3 of FY23, EBITDA stood at 6 crores as against 4 crores in Q3 of FY22, a growth of 49% on YOY basis. For 9 months of FY23, EBITDA stood at 16 crores as against 11 crores in 9 months of FY22, a growth of 37% on YOY basis. Now coming to our large joint venture, Talvos Marugo Rubber Private Limited, the revenue stood at 20 crores in Q3 of FY23 versus 13 crores in Q3 of FY22, which has registered a growth of 52% on YOY basis. For 9 months of FY23, revenue stood at 56 crores as against 38 crores, registering a growth of 49% on YOY basis. As regard EBITDA is concerned, for Q3 of FY23, EBITDA stood at 1 crore as against a loss of 0.3 crores in Q3 of FY22. For 9 months of FY23, EBITDA stood at 3 crores as against 1 crores in 9 months of FY22. We are confident toward achieving the growth and believe that the margins are sustainable. Maybe little improvement will be there in future also if the revenue stream goes up. This is all from our side, and I would like to open the floor for the questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dheeral from Philip Capital PCG. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Dheeral, there's a lot of disturbance from your line.
Am I audible now?
No, you're audible, but there's a lot of background disturbance.
Yeah, so my first question is, sir, if I look at your basket revenue on a YOY basis, there is only 1% growth. Wanted to know, you know, sir, why there is a sluggish growth in Bhaskar since we are guiding for almost, you know, 15% kind of a growth in that segment.
Pardon me, what you are saying, gasket, what you said? Can you repeat the question
sir,
again?
Sir, our revenue growth on a gasket business is almost only 1% on a YOY basis. And if I remember, sir, previously we were guiding to grow almost 12 to 15%.
That you are talking about top line or EBITDA level?
Oh, no, top line. Only quarter three talking about. Quarter three only, right?
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Only quarter three you're talking about.
Yeah, quarter three, I'm just telling you why there is a less growth in quarter three. First of the festive season, after festive season, there is a demand is always less. You know that very well. Plus, there is a huge drop in the in this quarter in the after spares market of OEM. Spare market came down very heavily from the OEM side. And that is the, one of the major reasons. Plus, aftermarket also came down in this quarter. These are two major reasons, but now in the current quarter, everything is back on normal. That is a one-off only.
So when you say spare market of OEM, sir, if you can explain what is that
exactly? OEM takes two type of billing goes to OEM. One is for fitment in the vehicle. One is for selling in the aftermarket. All OEMs have their own aftermarket channel. Like Tata Motors has aftermarket channel, Hero has an aftermarket channel, Volvo has an aftermarket channel is there. Their billing came down very heavily.
Okay, and so any particular reason, you know, for,
But I understood from the aftermarket, we are outside to aftermarket, there is a less opening of engines, particularly. Plus, they were having inventories in the past, they want to dilute that inventory. That is the particular reason.
And so how is the current, you know, quarter going on, at least for the
current quarter, it has come back again. No issue in the current quarter.
Like he mentioned to you, it's one-off. If you look at 9 months, we've grown at 13%. 13%.
For 9% growth of 50%, I think by the year end, it will be 15% growth will be there in this business.
Yeah. No worries.
Okay. Okay. And sir, when I look at the forging side, particularly the margins in the forging business have almost, you know, just 16% versus 12% last year. So what has led to the, you know, substantial improvement in the margin on the forging side?
Yeah, there are two reasons. One is the export has gone up, one thing, plus the export out of, I think, 70 or 60% export in euro. The euro has recovered a little bit. There are two reasons.
So this is a currency benefit that we are getting of, or it's from the
operation? If I'm telling you, if the euro remains in the 86, 87, 88 range, the benefit will continue.
Okay, so are these margins sustainable, sir, going ahead?
Yeah, it's sustainable level. Unless the euro comes down to by 80 rupees or 78 rupees, then there is little pressure on that.
Okay, and so lastly on the Bharat Rubber JV side, so this quarter we have seen very strong improvement, sir. So
yeah,
what
yeah.
is the outlook, you know, for the next quarter, sir, or maybe for the next year?
The quarter, I think it will be further better than this quarter, little better than this quarter.
And so for the FY24?
It will be... It will be much, much better. We are expecting my Magneti mail will grow by 30% minimum and my Margo will also grow by 30% next year.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. I have a couple of questions. So we have a 160 crore order book on the EV front from one of the domestic OEMs.
Yes.
Can you explain what kind of product we're supplying to that?
Ma'am, this is a product called Cradle. It's a product. This is for the OEM based in Pune. And
okay.
That is a Cradle is a structure on which the motor sits and that is a, I think the revenue of that one piece is 200 rupees per piece. And the supply will start from August, September. Initial supply will start. I think the major supply will start from the third quarter, maybe October, November.
Yeah, Shikha, basically a product which is sheet metal, welded, assembled,
and it's directly where the e-motor sits.
So direct product around the electronic periphery.
Okay, sir, got it. Thank you. And so in our opening remarks, we spoke about some pressures in Europe. Are we seeing that ease in Q4, or is it expected to remain the same?
Pardon me? Can you repeat?
Europe is okay. I mean, for example, Q4 is better domestically, I feel, but Europe, I still feel even February looking a little bit soft at the moment, but let's wait and watch. But domestic market, but don't worry, our company will come out strong in growth because domestic will pick up. And historically in India, it's always been a 45%, 50% H1, H2. But yeah, Europe is still a little bit slow.
So last quarter, we spoke about adding some other countries in Europe. So do you think that's possible given the pressure currently?
Yes,
or?
We've added UK in a big way. And luckily for us, UK, the customer that we had in UK is not really concerned much about chip shortages because it's purely an agri off-highway, off-construction product. So that will give a lot of buoyancy to the forging division starting next year. And that will only continue to grow. Because here, it's a very interesting story. Here, the customers moving from castings to forgings. So it's basically changing the product technology. So it's not schedules of, let's say, 100 vehicles or 200 vehicles slow down. No. It's a complete overall ramp change in technology. So that will add a lot of buoyancy to the forging business, number one. Number two, in addition to Europe, UK, we're right now also getting some very encouraging movements coming from the agri sector in Italy. That's also very, very buoyant. And USA still remains very strong for our gasket business. Still remains very, very strong. And here also added a new customer, which is a lawnmower segment. So exposures continue to grow.
I want to add here, in the gasket business, yeah, we are also in the process of getting already received, plus we are getting fresh order from Russian customers. That will also add to the export.
Yes.
Correct. And sir, could you also comment on the freight and the power cost? Last quarter, the power cost was a little higher. Has that normalized?
It is maybe one-off, but it is one-off. It's normalized. I think my freight has come down. Okay?
Okay.
Freight has come down. If you can see in the last quarter also, freight has come down. And I can just give you the freight code things. And power should not be much, much higher. I think so. It is one-off only, maybe. That is from where you have seen that freight cost stuff?
So we mentioned this on our call last quarter.
No, last quarter freight was in problem. It has come down. It has not been normalized. Yes. No issue.
And so last question from my end. Can you elaborate what we're doing on the aftermarket segment? Because I understand we have some kind of coolants and stuff as well. So if you could just explain what products you're selling on the aftermarket side?
In the aftermarket.
From Talbos. Right.
Yeah, from gasket division, we are selling the gaskets of all the commercial vehicles, etc. Two-wheeler, we have added passenger vehicles also, and we have added trading product coolant only. We are not adding more at present.
Okay, we are not looking to add more.
No.
All right, so I'll join back.
Coolant is an engine product, that's why we... Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is in the line of Jyoti Singh from Arham Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the Magnet Marelli. You mentioned that it will grow 20% this year. So, if you can throw some light in detail.
Ma'am, first of all, light is the current business will also grow by 8 to 10%. You know that this year we are expecting to close at about 210 crores in that business. Plus, I told you the cradle thing will start from September, October. It is a 32 crore business per annum. If we take 10-12 crore from this year, it will add. Plus, the top end will grow. Plus, we are expecting some good export orders coming up in this business, already ordered, in the process of commercialization. So we are quite hopeful to achieve this number by this adding all this stuff.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir, in this quarter, we have seen that forging business has done decent. So in the upcoming quarter, which segments we are seeing a good demand and deal that we will see good growth?
Gasket will do good. I'm telling you, it will do good. In forging will also little better than this quarter. And Marelli will be doing, all the businesses will be doing better than this quarter. But I can foresee at this moment, all the businesses. Some business will better by 10%, some business by 15%, maybe 6%, depend on the business. But it will be better than quarter three, all businesses.
Okay, thank you, sir. And sir, on the top line front, how much growth we are targeting, and on the margin side, if you can throw some light, and how are we already passed through the raw material prices, or still we have to?
I think raw material, I think there is no further pressure on the raw material pricing, but the recovery we have still to recover in the forging, in the gasket business particularly. We are still to recover the price increase from some customers. We are only on the, in the process. I think by last quarter, we will recover everything. And on the top line, you can see we have grown on a top line of approximately 4%. Total income has grown up by about 10%. I think it should be better than, I think by next quarter, it should be 12% growth should be there. On the bottom line, you can calculate whatever it will be there. Of course, we will cross our, what we have promised to our shareholders of half century, we should be able to cross easily now.
Okay. And sir, on the margin front, if you can guide.
Margin would be, we are 9 months, my margin 14%, it will not be less than that. It will be maintained 14%, maybe a little bit here and there. It should be not be 13.6, 13.7, it should not be. It can be 14.1, it can't be below that. Around that. 14.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nidhi Babaria from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, for, sir, for taking my question. Sir, I just want to know what will be the industry growth, that our growth was roughly around 1% YY for the quarter.
Ma'am, sorry, your voice is not audible to me. Please, please, sorry for that.
The 1% man growth is only for the gasket business line. Overall, the growth has been about 6% for the quarter and 10% for the 9 months has been the overall growth. But if you look at our joint ventures, which don't come into the top line growth because of the Indian accounting standards, the JVs have grown at 30% and 53% and 10%. Overall, as an industry, I think we're looking at a buoyant growth in quarter four and next year as well. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, a lot of work is happening on this biofuel, a lot of work is happening on the CapEx policy. There is still pent-up demand for passenger vehicles. So the industry looks positive, and we will continue to grow for next year as well.
Okay. So still, like our minimum 15% growth guidance, we are a bit, like even on gasket side, it's just 13%. So what gives us the confidence whenever the industry would go in headwinds and we will be able to achieve these kind of growth numbers?
No, we should be able to achieve these kind of numbers. We've had multiple issues this year. No one perceived that the war will continue. No one perceived the shortage of chips will continue. No one perceived inflation in the Europe. But yes, I think north 12 to 14% should be a good number, even for next year, growth-wise.
I think it would be able to achieve the growth of 15% approximately, definitely, because some businesses award we are getting, which will commercialize next year. Award of 1,000 crores, I think maybe 20-30% will be commercialized. Already in the process of commercialization, it will be there next year. That is new businesses which are not there right present.
Okay.
Like Heat Shield, just started of Hyundai. It will, from February, the some good supply will go. Then the Heat Shield of Maruti, of Jimny, is yet to start. So, we are, and the new business of Marelli, new business of Margo. So we are hopeful 15%, around 50% should be there. Overall business, all business together.
You don't see it because the joint ventures don't really, you see it on the presentation. So you, it won't come on the accounting standards. You'll see it division wise.
Right.
But yes, what Naveen is saying, Yeah, we are pretty much in the same thought process.
And sir, of this 14.3% margin which we achieved in this quarter, how much portion of this will be achievable? Because I'm able to see that we have reduced other expense by almost 8 to 10% on a Q-on-Q basis. And how does this number, do we expect to grow where we have also started heat shield production in this quarter?
Yeah, ma'am, the margin, as regards the EBITDA margin, it should be, I think, the base should be 14. It should be 14. Next year, it should be a little better than 14. Because the top line will go up and the fixed cost will not be there, not be growth that ratio. So we are hoping that 14 plus should be the little bit, 5% here and there should be our gross, EBITDA margin should be there. We will be able to sustain this margin easily.
Okay. So any commentary on CAPEX, what type of CAPEX are we planning for 24 and 25?
Yeah, ma'am, I can give you up to next financial year. CAPEX for this year, some under progress, plus next year we have to do. CAPEX in the gasket business, including heat shield, we are targeting CAPEX of around 18 crores. In the forging, it should be around 20 crores. Merrily, it should be around 30-35 crores. And 8 crores is in Margo. And these are the broad CAPEXes we are targeting.
Okay.
Some is in progress. Advances are given. Some has, it's a total of today and till next March.
Is there any order book guidance on heat sheet?
Pardon me, order book at present, we have an order book of around 45 crores already, and next year my sales should be around 35 crores in heat sheet, and by the end of next quarter, the order book should be there by up to 60 crores. It should be there. We are closing one or two orders very soon on that.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'll come back in June. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may please press star in one. The next question is in the line of Anup Shah from Srinath Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, I just had one question. Out of the 1,000 crore order book that you mentioned, how much of this amount is going to be recognized in FY24 and FY25?
By FY25, these are 1,000 crore is for a period of 5 years, number one. It's not 1 year, it's around 200 crore per annum. So next year, it should be around 100 crore should materialize next financial year. And the 100 crore in the next 23-24 and the 100 crore by 24-25.
Okay, all right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Abhishek Agarwal from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much, sir. Sir, out of the order worth of 1,030 crore received, how many amounts are for standalone and how many are for joint venture? And can you also tell how many orders for gasket and forging?
Just a minute. I will give you the answer. I have the figures. I can just do the broad figures. And let's talk about Magnetti mainly. The order book will be there to extent of around Anujara Thoda Samadhi cradle order is there. Plus Tata Motors. Around 200 crore is in the Merrily business. And 300 crores to 350 crores in the standalone business of gasket and forging, 400 crores around. Gasket and forging, 160 crores.
Also. Yeah.
And I think these are the broad breakup.
I think 35% in joint venture, 65% in standalone. Approximately. We can't give you the details breakup right now, but that's what the number looks like.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for great set of numbers. Sir, just two questions. Could you shed some light on the kind of demand and order book that we are currently seeing for the heat shield?
Anuj, you are saying?
So heat Yeah, I think I'll answer the first part, then you can. So Heat Shield basically is a new product line that we have offered in Talwar, and it is through our gasket division. And, you know, as you know, our gasket division is predominantly for CVs, two-wheelers, three-wheelers, and agri and off-roaders. The first direct entry to PV. So we're covering, you know, pretty much the biggest OEM in our country, car makers. This product goes to them. So very, very buoyant and a very bullish demand is gonna come our way in the next 3 to 5 years. We also give this product to a European car maker already for the last 2 years in Europe. We've started winning orders from big OEMs in Sweden, in France, and capturing a lot of your, you know, all your car models in the country today, almost 70% of them will have this kind of product called the Heat Shield, which all your new engines. So very, very bullish on it. Numbers Naveen can give you for sure.
Yeah, you are right. Absolutely. We already secured the order about 40 to 45 crores in it with us. And within the next couple of months, I think by the end of next first quarter of next financial year, the order book should be around 60 to 70 crores. And I think within by the end of next financial year, we are able to score minimum 100 crore order in that. And plus the existing businesses which we have got orders, the volume will grow, the amount will grow. I think by the next 3 to 4 years, this business should give minimum 150 to 200 crore of revenue to our bottom line, top line, sorry. I think we are entering into all the major OEMs, be it Suzuki, Hyundai, Kia, I think Tata Motors. So we'll be covering 70% of the market through this, I think so, of the passenger vehicle. Plus export is already there. We are supplying to Europe. We are supplying to Europe and to the UK also. And plus we are getting good traction from the USA also in this field. Let's see how it goes further.
Sure, sir. That was helpful. My second question, any guidance on growth for the full year of FY 2023 and for next year, in case you can help me with that? And also what range?
You can expect the growth around 13%-15% minimum on the top line of the company. Subsequently, bottom line will also grow. Let's see, by 15%-20% it should grow.
And sir, what would be the sustainable margins that we can expect?
You can expect between 14%-14.25%, then you can take that margin.
Okay. Okay, sir. That was helpful, sir. Congratulations and all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sameer Chadha from Chadha Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that what was the capacity utilization across all the segments that you had? Are there any capacity expansion plans for the next year?
Yeah. If you talk about the capacity, we are around 85% to 88% in the gasket business. I will talk business-wise. We are adding more presses on business. My CapEx is around 18 crores. We take care of in the Heat Shield. We take care of Heat Shield plus other businesses of wire harness, etc. And for which we are getting orders, which will be around 18 crores starting from today till March 24. And in the forging business, there will be around 85% in the forging side and 90% plus in the machining side. And keeping with our new orders, we are expanding our capacity in the machining side in a big way. And plus forging, we are adding more presses and hammer also in the next financial year to take care of our the total CapEx we are expecting to around 20 crores in this business. And coming to Magnetic mainly, which is around 80% at present, keeping with the demand of export demand plus local OEM demand, we are adding a CapEx of around 30 crores in this business, which will take care of, I think, good amount of for till 24, 25, unless we get new orders in that, then we'll look for the fresh CapEx. In Morgo, we are getting, I just told you, we have got some good businesses for the E20 fuel, biofuel engine hoses, plus anti-vibration side, we are getting good traction. We are getting new orders for that. So we are looking at CapEx of around 8 to 10 crores in this business. The present capacity is around 80%.
All right. So thank you for that.
More than that.
So,
Anti-vibration is 90%, and on the O side is over 60%.
Okay, so I have another question. So was the growth in EBITDA and PAT on account of better efficiency this quarter?
Yeah. It's both sides. The new products with a good margin, some export products have good margins as compared to the local OEMs, one of the reason. Plus, efficiency is also with the role, because when the top line goes up, the fixed cost doesn't go in the same ratio as plus recovery of price increases for the earlier quarters. We are also in the process of closing more price increases. All these things add to the better margin. Hello?
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all for being a part in the call. I hope we've been able to answer your questions. In case of any other questions you may have, you can contact SGA, our IR firm. And we continue to remain bullish and buoyant of the Indian automotive industry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Talbot Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.